right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want. Born down in a dead man's town, the first kicker took us.
I'm just gonna watch. I'm just gonna let keep going.
Go what?
Ahead. I was entertained.
You always
I appreciated
have
it this
a
week.
Problem with me opening up with some sort of impersonation or something.
Yeah.
So I figure, fuck you. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Well, thanks.
And on the 60th anniversary of the boss.
Wow.
The boss's birth, I should say. 60
I'm like
years
so
young.
On
I'm not at all on Springsteen.
I'm like there's like a handful of.
I'm big on Springsteen.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm not big on Springsteen. I'm not big on Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's a little bit too...
But that's what I mean. Like, yeah. You generally fall into those two camps. You either are pro-Bon Jovi or pro-Springsteen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not either one.
I like the radio hits, you know. I wouldn't go deeper than... And even the radio hits, it's like probably like a handful of them, maybe.
Meh.
I don't even know if I can name them all. Just I know I like a couple.
Well, I've seen Slippery When Wet in your
well,
CD collection.
Well, you know, I was a product of the 80s at one point in time in my life.
Just saying. So here
Speaking
we
of the
are,
80s.
Big
oh,
Kev's
yeah.
Geek Stuff, episode 164.
Right.
We're calling it Finally in the Mix.
Finally in the Mix.
See? There it is.
Yeah, see?
All you bitching and complainers.
And this is the last joke we are going to make about... Just Mike or DJ Lit M or Simple Mike.
Or Simple Mike, as I have
I understand before. He's being called Simple Mike on the website.
Well, that happens sometimes.
What was the comment on the website? But you missed the deleted scene. Always go full
Always
Mike.
Go full Mike.
Always go full Mike.
I thought it was funny. Rich. I thought it was great.
And it works on so many levels.
It does.
That's what I like about that humor.
Oh, that's why we like that guy.
Yeah.
He's a loyal listener.
Yeah, sure.
It's the early days.
Oh, yeah. And you too can be a loyal listener by going over to the website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com, and checking out the myriad of things that happen over there.
Dare I say plethora.
Yes, you can dare say. And there is a link, if you will, for each and every episode of Big Kev's
Geek
Stuff.
This is true.
You can check all those out. You can check out picture galleries where related images to the things we're talking about will appear. You can hear, rather see those images if you're listening on your iPod or iTunes or QuickTime. You can see those images pop right up on those devices or on your computer. And so that's a very exciting feature. And you can make comments over at the website about the individual episodes. You can drop us questions and so on and so forth. You can do all of that over at the website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, that leads us right to the contest this week.
Wow.
Did
we have a contest last week?
Didn't we?
Was last week the End of the Heroes contest?
Yes. I think it was the Heroes contest.
Okay, good.
Yeah. This week's contest, we're looking for the best comment made on the website about this episode. So once episode 164 airs, you will be able to go over to the website and you'll be able to leave comments for episode 164. And the most intuitive, intelligent, yet humorous comment left about the episode, that person's going to win themselves a fine prize from the Big Kev's Geek Stuff product archive.
Wow.
Yeah, whoa, there's the... Haven't used
we haven't used that in a while.
That sound effect in a while. So, yes, the archive is overflowing with products. And let me tell you why I bring that up.
Why?
Seen that show, Hoarders?
I have.
Fucking scares me to death.
Well, you know, I've seen the vault. I've been in the archive.
I'm telling you, man, I've watched every episode of the show. I can't remember if it's on. Is it on
Discovery or
whatever
or
it's on?
Bravo.
Yeah, whatever it's on. One of them.
The Learning Channel.
It's on the one with all the people who have diseases.
Right.
You know, it's like the one with the rehab show and
You
know, all of those. So I've been watching Hoarders, and I see just a little too much of myself and the product archive in that show.
Well, that's a scary
thing. So, prizes galore, people. They're coming fast and furious. Every week for the foreseeable future, there is a prize awaiting you for listening to this show if you enter our little contest.
I can't wait to see how many OG is a retard entries there. There's always a handful. Do you remember the postcard contest?
Oh, yeah.
For Friday the 13th?
That was great.
Didn't that one guy submit like three?
That had to do with you.
Yeah, being a retard or ugly or deformed.
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, and I was also told that I sound like you, OG, only if I had a horrible smoking habit.
Oh. So.
Which is incorrect. So.
So there you go.
Just Mike is clean.
That's right.
Clean. He's
very,
a clean
very
boy.
Simple.
Yes. Yes. Likes
you, you don't want to use simple. Don't We've already been down the simple Mike path.
That's it.
You want to get away from that.
You are nailing yourself to the simple Mike cross. You know that? So there it is. And as the archive closes, we can move on and say the only other way that you can reach us, which would be a lie, but we'd like you to do it anyway, is to call our hotline.
425-920-6050.
And you can leave us questions, comments over there, and you might hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
You know, people have become legends by calling this show.
Yeah, we are not. We are not. What is that lunatic's name? Jesse from Buffalo?
No, we don't want to mention his name. Don't give him any more credit than he's due.
My guy.
We'll just say that we have surprises for everybody.
That's true. You want to tune in to the very end of this program.
The very last bit.
After the final words and after the...
This is like Nick Fury introduces himself to Iron Man. We're talking after the credit stinger.
Yeah, exactly. When you're like, well, there's the credit music, and all of a sudden something happens, you know you're in the right place.
Right.
That's kind of what we're talking about.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So maybe we should go into the news.
Geek Stuff. What's in the news?
Yeah.
I love that, man.
I know. People are digging the new production. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. People want to know if we had to rob a bank or kill somebody.
Nope.
Someone asked me if we tied someone talented into a room and forced them to produce for us for hours. And none of those things.
We have no comment.
That's on, right.
on the dirty things that one person formerly not being able to be heard very clearly on this program had to do in order to get new production. So that's all I want to say about that. All
right. So now we can move into this news type business.
Yes.
Well, what would be a modern version of Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode without an A-Team update?
You know, you're forcing my hand here. But I don't think we could possibly have that much news after this.
Well, we have two tonight.
Two?
Two. Dose. Okay. One is casting.
Okay.
Jessica Biel is going to be.
Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel is extraordinarily hot. I think she's never been hotter, though, than when she was in Blade 3.
Yeah,
as Whistler's daughter. Whistler's daughter. Yeah. She was so hot in that movie, it was frightening. But, okay, so she's in there, and whose love interest is she going to be?
I believe Face.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Okay, kind of makes sense.
And the second bit of news is that we've seen pictures of the A-Team van.
Oh, yeah?
From the new film now. And it looks like kind of the old A-Team van.
It's because that A-Team van, I think, is sitting on the lot as part of the tour of Universal Studios in Hollywood.
Florida or Hollywood?
Hollywood.
Nice.
It was in Hollywood. I mean, granted, I was there in 1990, but that's when I saw it there.
Well.
That is a few years ago.
Right.
So
just a handful.
Good. That's fine. Who has a problem with that?
No one.
I'm glad.
Just saying.
There's at least some continuity
there. A little bit of continuity.
And I hear that the funny is out, and the shoot 'em up explosion Michael Bay style filmmaking is in.
Let's not use Michael Bay, because that might sour some people on
okay.
it. Okay. But
let's say Michael Bay style.
All right. Let's definitely say that they are amping it up to be kind of action packed, which could be good.
Right.
I kind of look forward to that.
Sure.
Maybe no I hope.
I think it's going to be okay.
It'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got to be better than the Honeymooners.
Oh.
See, exactly. See that? Oh. The uncomfortable laugh from Just Mike. The
I just broke out into a sweat.
The cringe by OG. Yep. It's everybody deals with tragedy in their own way. And that's it. There's proof right there.
Well, MTV has averted tragedy. Terrible, dirty, nasty tragedy. Do you remember months back we talked about MTV redoing, reimagining, if you will, Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, thank God. Is that dead?
They've canned it.
Good.
It's over. It's no longer on the plate. They're moving on.
Good.
Thank the Lord.
Well, I didn't think that was really going to go anywhere anyway.
No, you didn't think that it was
no.
that it was going to happen?
No. I never believed in it.
All right. All right. Whedon news this week.
Ah.
How have we never had a Whedon stinger? Well, we do have a Whedon stinger, but not really.
What's the Whedon stinger?
Well, it's kind of a Whedon stinger.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It indicates conversations that end up involving TV shows by Joss Whedon.
Which, what do you mean?
I'm not saying it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We played
about.
It 3 weeks in a row.
You're
That's
talking,
it. I have
you're
to retire
spinning,
it for a little
you're
bit.
You're spinning around and no one understands what you're... Just Mike, you know what he's talking
lost,
about?
Completely lost.
See? That Just Mike show, doesn't know what you're talking about.
That TV show based on Serenity. I'm not saying it.
There was a TV show based on Serenity?
The other way around.
Other way
that
around.
Serenity was based on. My apologies.
There, okay.
Ray Wise, who is leaving Reaper, or... Because Reaper was canceled, really. For those of you who don't know, he played the devil on
yes.
Reaper. He is moving into the Dollhouse.
Of course
he's
going
to be playing a character in this season 2 of the Dollhouse. I don't know that he's going to be a full season recurring character, but he definitely has a story arc involved.
Okay.
And that's it. I like Ray Wise. I think he's a good actor.
Sure.
I enjoyed him on Reaper. It'll be nice to see him over, you know, over at the Dollhouse doing something good.
Uh-huh.
That show starts up again this week, although I don't think he's in the first couple episodes. But
oh, well,
there you go.
I'm sure all Dollhouse fans are all a Twitter about that.
I'm sure they are. I know they are.
Because,
you know, it's a good show. Liza Dushku's hot.
Uh-huh. Good show.
Just because you don't watch it, there are a lot of people. People that listen to this show enjoy that show.
Speaking of people who listen to this show, if you're not watching The Big Bang Theory.
Word.
You are D-U-M.
Word.
I just got that. You missed
the
thumb.
See, because that's, it's kind of, see, it's on, works on so many levels.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the humor is here. It works on levels.
I see.
Like an onion.
I see.
Or a parfait.
No, I'm laughing. Like on the inside.
So The Big Bang Theory did premiere this week, its third season.
It did.
Great cover for the 3 month absence, of course.
Is absolutely.
That the 3 months they were spending at the Arctic.
Right.
And without going into it too much, because somebody here didn't watch it. What's with you? What did you really think we weren't going to talk about it this week? Well, anyway.
Listen, he's here. Let's take the small things. He's here.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
We could be like, just Mike isn't here this week because he's watching Big Bang Theory. He's here.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Okay, true. It was a great, great episode. Very, very funny, of course. Lots of things to advance the overall story. And I just think that show is just getting better and better. It's broken out from what could have been a very stereotypical show. You know what I mean? A very stereotypical geek bashing kind of thing. And I thought when it first started, I thought it's going to go that direction because it needs to. The boy never gets the girl because he's a geek and she's hot. Oh my God, is she hot. And and I thought that's going to be the way they play this. And of course, they have consistently broken that would-be stereotype.
Absolutely.
If you will. And this episode is no different. And now they have found a way to completely spin that situation in another direction. So bravo.
And what did EW call it? This Generation's Friends?
Yeah, and that's and that, I think, is a very fair assessment of the situation, I think. It's terrific. It's really, really terrific. I think not as big an ensemble as Friends.
Correct.
They certainly could use another girl or two in there. And of course, they've had a couple that have come and gone for a couple of episodes at a time. Leonard had that girlfriend, the red-haired girl.
Yep.
The doctor. A little fuller figured than people mostly that are seen on TV, but I thought she was hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also Johnny Galecki's old TV girlfriend,
Sarah Gilbert.
Gilbert, right, from the Roseanne show where he got his start. She has had several episode runs on the show. So they come in and out and so on and so forth. That I just think that it's getting better and better, I just have to say.
Yeah, man. And I think Jim Parsons was robbed.
I agree. Totally agree.
Oh yeah. Well, who was that dude that won
from Two and a Half Men?
No. That wasn't
his category.
No. That wasn't his category. That's the one that Neil Patrick Harris lost to.
Right.
No,
right.
Jim Parsons lost to Alec Baldwin.
From
30 Rock.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, I understand that Alec Baldwin gives an amazing performance.
Listen, if you have to lose to somebody in that category,
yes,
it's Alec Baldwin.
But it would be nice for them to recognize somebody new and something different.
No, sir. The nomination is the recognition.
Bullshit.
The nomination is the honor, sir.
No, it's not.
That is the honor.
No, it's not. That's what losers say.
Is it? I don't know. They were all there. They were. They presented together.
Present?
The three of them: Johnny Galecki, Jim Parsons, and
Kaylee Cuoco. Oh,
whatever. Hot.
Yes, hot. While we're talking about the Emmys, we could talk about the Dr. Horrible break-in, since it probably was one of the most entertaining aspects of the Emmys. That and Ricky Gervais, I think, were.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais had the best speech of the night, I thought. I was cracking up laughing at all of those jokes.
Yeah.
He was really funny. And yes, the Dr. Horrible break-in, I think maybe we appreciated it more than most people did, because I don't think that the world, by and large, knows a lot about Dr. Horrible.
I thought it was a ballsy move for them to do that.
You know what, though?
I think I have to think. I'm going to cut you off, OG.
Okay.
I think you're great and all that, but.
Oh, yeah. Funny. Dr. Horrible Kanye'd the Emmys, and you just Kanye'd me. That ain't even right.
Is that how? Is it Kanye'd?
Yeah, that's a new term. It's like Rickrolled.
Really?
Kanye'd.
I was Kanye'd.
I was just Kanye'd.
But I think that, like I was saying, I think that by and large, I think it was a lot more inside.
I'll tell you where they missed with that. They should have worked in there somewhere. Or did they? And I don't remember. Did they work on there that they won?
No, I think.
There was a vague reference to
that. They might have made some reference.
They really should
it.
Have punched home the fact that they had won an Emmy.
Right.
That, you know, one of those, they give them out the week before.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really should have punched home that
the unimportant
fact
Emmys.
Because it, I think it would have sparked a little bit more interest
right.
in people who weren't familiar with it to go out and seek
right.
seek it out. Oh, it won an Emmy? Well, let me check out what it's about.
Right.
You know, really, really hit it yeah. home. But I still thought it was pretty funny. It was entertaining.
So. I'll tell you how they missed the mark.
How?
Not enough.
Felicia Day.
Felicia Day. Did you see her on the Emmys for 2 seconds?
I don't even think it was 2 seconds. It was like half a second.
And it's like the moment that she comes on, I'm instantly drawn into her eyes.
It was great, though. We got to see Moise also.
Did you ever
he
look,
popped his head in there real
her
quick.
And, did you ever look directly into her eyes?
Did you hear about the Jack Kirby...
Like the first time
Marvel
I saw Star Wars
debacle this week.
It's going right over you. Just,
it's like the first moment that 20th Century Fox logo.
We get it. She's hot.
Rolled
you
over.
Like her. She's got gorgeous eyes. Did you see the new episode of The Guild yet? Did you watch it yet?
No.
And then there's a blooper reel this week also.
I didn't see it yet.
It's actually, man, Will Wheaton is stealing this season. Man.
Is he really?
He's pretty funny. I'm giving him credit, man.
Okay.
He's really, really funny. And then
good.
And then there's a blooper reel they released this week also for the first 4 episodes of the show.
Uh-huh.
And then they also launched their first ever viral marketing website.
Okay.
Vinsmolders.com, which is Blade's modeling name.
Uh-huh.
So they launched his modeling website.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. There's some good stuff coming out of this season.
Terrific.
Seriously, though. Jack Kirby. Marvel.
He's dead.
Disney.
Oh, they're
the
suing.
Fuck up.
They're suing.
The family is suing.
Yeah, yes, I heard this.
I heard this too.
And what are they? They're suing based on the fact that they say they own rights to some of the characters. Is
okay,
that what
here's,
this is?
Here's it in a nutshell as far as I understand it. They saw that, is it Siegel or Schuster?
Siegel.
Siegel's family just got, what, a bazillion dollars because of the Superman
yep.
trial? The Superman case, and what the Kirby family is saying is, hey, guess what? Our boy created fucking everything. And especially with all this shit happening with films now and everything else, they want their cut. They want the rights to the characters and so on and so forth. And for years, even Jack, while he was... Jack Kirby, this is, by the
right.
way, is a legendary artist at Marvel and DC and in comics in general. He... in the latter part of his life, spent lots of money, I think, on trying to get back his own original artwork that was in the possession. I think the Marvel stuff that he did, I think he was unsuccessful in getting that back.
Right.
And I think now we're going to see a lot more. I think maybe we're going to see a lot more of that. These things are constantly coming up. You know, we've talked on this show about Miracle Man. We did talk about the Siegel. It was Siegel, right? Case about Superman
yes,
and
yes.
Superboy and so on and so forth. And it's the same sort of situation. I think they have every right. And if a court decides they should get money, then they should get money. What's to say?
And I always felt bad for Jack Kirby because I feel like Stan Lee is a household name. And Kirby kind of gets fucked.
Kirby is the household name to us.
To us, he's a household
right.
name. Right. But to
the world, it's Stan
world,
Lee.
The world, Stan Lee.
Yeah.
And they don't realize how much influence
right.
Jack Kirby's artwork had on these characters that we know and love.
Like Captain America. Well, and in all fairness, they're trying to go after Cap, but I think Cap predates Kirby.
No. Captain.
No.
No, he doesn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Kirby did Cap.
No, because don't you remember, what was that figure?
The character. American.
American flag. Not American flag.
No, it was
flag.
American flag.
American
it was,
something. You know what I'm talking
fighting
about.
American
fighting American
or whatever it was. It?
It
was kind of the other Captain America that he did, and then Liefeld got a hold of it somehow or something. Yeah, I remember that controversy as well. But that said, you know, we're talking about the ownership rights and character rights and so on and so forth. And is it because Jack drew Captain America first, therefore he should be entitled, but you know, he was paid to draw that that character for Marvel. I mean, there's a lot of sticky widgets there, I think, but that lawsuit is moving forward just the same.
All right, sticking with Marvel related. Oh, well, I don't know. Do we go Marvel or do we go Superman? I'm going to let you pick.
Because
you mentioned Superman, the whole Superman.
Because I don't like either one. It's probably.
But we're also talking about Marvel, so I'm going to let you pick where we go now.
I'm going to take the lesser of two evils, Alex, and I'm going to go for Superman for 400.
Nick Cage.
Yeah, that fucking picture.
He looks terrible.
Holy shit. Thank God that movie never got made.
So the picture that is going round and round and round
is
the
legit,
internet this
though?
Week.
Is it legit. Is it real?
It is real.
Okay.
This was a production shot from when Burton was potentially tied to doing a Superman movie back in the late 80s.
The late 80s?
The late 90s, I'm sorry.
Late 90s.
Late
yeah.
90s. Yeah. 98, I think it was. It was the year. And
late 80s, that would have been a picture of Michael Keaton as Batman. Yeah,
exactly. That picture is, how do you,
horrendous.
How do you just, what do you call it?
Fugly.
First of all, the suit looks like it's made out of cellophane. Shiny latex. Yeah.
It looks like the Batman Tim Burton suit.
Kind of. But you know, the cape. Okay, I'm going to just talk about the cape for a second. The only way I could think to describe it is, think about a cheesy Superman action figure.
Right.
With that molded cape to the shoulders look. Uh-huh. The molded plastic cape. That's what the cape looks like.
Yes.
Not cloth. Not enough fabric
and
of any sort.
Right. And it
molded
should,
plastic.
It should be noted, too, that Nick Cage clearly has a receding hairline.
Yes.
In that picture.
Yes.
And clearly has long black hair, which, of course, at the time was the, I think Superman was still sporting the long hair around about that time.
Yeah,
I think.
It was the whole Superman Lives
right.
story.
Yeah,
coming,
he had
yeah.
the long hair then.
The
Absolutely.
Plunging neckline on the costume is interesting. The symbol is
yeah, the
interesting.
Weird.
And it's not blue.
It's like purplish,
yeah,
right?
It's purple.
Yeah, it's retarded.
I mean, it's clearly, I mean, it's, you know what? Let me tell you what that's like. You ever go, Just Mike, you
yes.
ever go to the flea market?
I have over at the Meadowlands,
yeah,
yes.
over the flea market? Okay. You ever go there or and maybe some of you people out there have gone to a flea market or some type of event where you get these dealers that have tons of stuff that they've imported from other countries like Mexico or China. And in that group of stuff, you'll find knockoff action figures. They usually come 7 or 8 in a pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Superman, Optimus Prime, Mr.
Yeah,
Incredible.
It's never, yeah, exactly. It's never, ever a mix that anyone can understand, unless it's Power Rangers.
Right.
It's never a mix anybody understands. That's what this picture looked like. This picture
it's
looked like
Superman.
Yeah, it looked like a knockoff Superman. Well, we don't have any blue paint. Well, fuck it, make purple. You know what I mean? Well, what about we can't get the symbol. Well, fuck the symbol. But the neckline isn't, because we're using an old body and has a like old neck. Well, who cares? Nobody cares. Just put it out there. Somebody will buy it for 80 cents. You know, like that's exactly what this picture looks like. It's embarrassing. God, Nick Cage should have made a statement by now, like, oh, I was doing drugs then. I was
certainly looks like it.
I was high. I was bamboozled. I was something.
Anything at this point. Anything.
Something. That's not really the suit. It was a practical joke. I mean, whatever. Say something about it, you know, other than, ugh. I swear to God, I'm going to print out a copy of that picture, and if I ever get the chance to meet Nick Cage, I'm having him sign that fucking photo.
The picture is the most disgusting thing. He looks gross.
I know.
With a receding hairline, it is greasy, ugly, disgusting, bad actor hair just dripping down the disgusting supersuit.
I'm from Krypton.
Ew.
Are you?
There's Ugh. A map on the back.
What else? What else we got? We got to get off of this, or we'll stay on it all day.
All right, we'll go to
it's
something.
It's like a fucking train wreck. You have to stop and stare at it as long as possible.
We'll go to something fun.
Okay.
Four. So a couple weeks back now, you predicted, how long would you say, 2 months?
It wasn't two. No, it was 3 weeks ago.
No, but when did you say that they would cancel Thor?
3 weeks ago.
How long did you give them?
I gave them a month on this show, but privately I gave them 2 weeks.
Okay. Right. So the 2 weeks has passed,
the
and it hasn't been canceled.
Has passed. Nobody said anything to me today at the comic shop, no. So.
It has not been canceled. Okay. And the month is actually pretty much up, I think, too. Yeah?
I think another, next week? Another week or so, yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to defend Kev on this one.
Okay.
Because I'm going to say he's right once Disney finally finalizes the deal with Marvel.
Okay.
I think that is when Kev is going to be right.
Okay. Well, that's fine and well, but that breaks his time frame.
Just Mike for the defense.
That being said, despite your assumption, isn't an assumption, prediction, but despite
prediction.
Your prediction,
yes.
They are moving forward with casting in the Thor film.
Uh-huh.
They have recently cast Jamie Alexander, who you will not know from anything.
You sure?
She's on Kyle XY. Which I'm sure you've never seen an episode of.
The name's familiar.
And she's done a couple of other bit pieces, but nothing major.
Okay.
She's hot.
Okay.
I'll give you the hot. And she is going to be playing the role of Sif, who's a female
Asgardian
warrior.
Yeah, sure. This is like exciting, like when they were announcing the JLA movie and they had been talking to Jessica Biel about Wonder Woman. And I was like, wow, great choice. Too bad it'll never get made. I'm still on that.
I'm going to agree. I'm still going to stay strong with you.
Let me tell you, until Just Mike and I are sitting in the theater and it goes dark and that Marvel flippy movie entrance starts happening and then it comes up that it's Thor, that's when I'll believe there's a Thor movie.
If you go over to our... The message boards over at Geekerdome, there's a bunch of people that that rebut your opinion.
Geekerdome? But what is Geekerdome?
We'll plug that later.
Okay.
During the plugs. It's a site. You should go check it out. Lots of shows.
People
anyway.
People can rebuke me.
I know.
All they want without knowing the definition of the word rebuke. but I can have my opinion, and I'll stick by it. And I don't care what. I don't care what George from October Toys says. So there, how about that?
Also, being cast, but nobody knows what role.
Because no one knows anything about
Colm Feore?
Okay,
C-O-L-M?
It's Colm.
Is it Colm?
Mm-hmm.
Not Colm?
No.
Okay, so Colm Feore is being cast in a yet-to-be-disclosed role.
I know who that guy is.
So he has been cast in a yet-to-be-disclosed... role in the upcoming Thor film.
Okay.
So that's the Thor news. So mm-hmm. Despite what you may say, they are moving forward with casting.
Right, right. Who was cast as Batman in that JLA movie that's happening? Oh, that's right. It's not happening because it's fucking fantasy.
All right. I'm just telling you.
The figment of your fucking imagination.
I think this one is a little bit more than fantasy. I believe this one's a little bit more legit.
I would agree with you right up until they cancel it.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be such a good episode when they cancel it.
It's going to be the you can all eat fucking crow episode. No, that would be bad. You can all eat it episode. That's what it'll be.
Summit Entertainment has announced that Justin Lin is going to be directing. Do you have the soundboard ready? A reimagination of Highlander.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know.
Haven't they bashed that fucking thing to death already? Let's talk about Highlander for a minute. Really clever film. Came out in 1986. Talk about your underground hits. That movie made 3 cents in the movie theater and went huge viral on viral. Sorry, I predate myself. It went huge underground on VHS. Huge. I mean, everybody loved this movie. I loved this movie. Everybody loved this movie. I was the greatest kid on my block because I had gone to a convention and bought a European cut of the movie. Ooh. That included the Nazi scenes that were cut out of the original and some other things as well. And fantastic. And right there, it should have fucking ended. That should have been the end of it. Right there. The movie had a beginning, a middle, and an end. There was no need for them to do anything else to that movie. And what did they do? They did maybe the worst sequel of all times.
Yes.
And then 3 more movies. And then a god-awful TV show that went on for 3 or 4 years.
Weren't there 2 TV shows?
No, just 1.
I thought there were 2. And then there was an animated.
Oh, my God. Also. How could I forget the animated disaster? Oh. And is that it? Is there any Anything else on it yet?
Well, it's by the director who brought us the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
A modern masterpiece.
And the new Fast and the Furious movie that just came out this past year. He also did Better Luck Tomorrow, which I hear is supposed to be good, but I never saw it. And one or two other things you probably wouldn't know.
Do you understand the genius of the original Highlander?
I appreciate
it. A Frenchman, Christopher Lambert, playing a Scotsman with an accent is that it just... Fuck. And they're going to remake that? Who on earth are they going to get to play that part?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's so disturbing. This is, again, I hope this is another project that dies like the remake, the reimagination of Escape from New York, which we talked about last year, I think, which is now dead also.
Thank God for small things.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I think that's a good place to take our first break.
Good. Let's do it.
You can relax now.
And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 164, finally in the mix.
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out Combo Breaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. ComboBreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Piaget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Hey, this is Lance Guest from The Last Starfighter, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It'll be a slaughter!
That's the spirit!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 164, In the Mix.
Finally in the mix.
Finally in the mix. We've given him a microphone. You know, he's had a microphone.
It just was shit.
Look, we've talked it to death, and he has one now. It's called Finally in the Mix. We don't have to spend all day talking about it.
Okay.
In fact, let's do this.
Geek Stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics this week, we want you to check out, are varied and interesting. Doo-doo-doo. Of course, the giant-sized Wolverine Old Man Logan has come out. This is the conclusion to the, what, seven-part story that went on in Wolverine's regular book. This is the conclusion to that story, which they refused to put in Logan for some stupid reason. Which I don't remember now. I think it was something about the creative timing of the people who were coming after it or whatever the fuck it was. It was a dumbass move. And now to rape us for $4.99 for this book, I should say, and will say that it is a great story. Maybe one of the best ones Marvel has done in a while,
yes,
I have to say.
I agree with that.
So there it is, Giant Size Wolverine, Old Man Logan, the conclusion to that story. From Dynamite Entertainment, it's Zorro 16. Again, a pulpy character that is really, really getting much better and better as this book goes along. I'm really, really proud of the stuff Dynamite Entertainment is doing. They have taken, amongst their many things that they do, they've taken three, maybe of the most popular pulpy characters of all time. Buck Rogers.
Right.
Lone Ranger.
Right.
And Zorro, and made three absolutely successful books out of them.
Are they doing the Phantom book also?
No, that's Moonstone.
Oh, okay.
Which is also a good book. But let's stick with Dynamite, because also coming out this week is Buck Rogers number 4. This highly stylized book, I think, is fantastic. And considering the fact that we're talking about some really old characters and some really old sort of sci-fi things, trappings, if you will, they've done a miracle job on transforming this book into something that everybody can read. So they should be applauded. On the subject of Buck Rogers, if I may just interject, next week on this program, Steve Ford.
Woohoo!
From Go Hero.
We haven't had Steve in a while.
I know. He's either going to be here in person in Studio A.
Ooh. That would be awesome.
Or he's going to be live with us via the telephone if OG figures out how to make it work. Talk about his Buck Rogers figure and other stuff coming down the pipe. We are in with Go Hero like Flynn. You people should be going to Go Hero and checking out an independent toy maker's products and supporting them because they're great. From DC, it's The Web. The first issue of the ongoing series based on the Straczynski relaunch of these four classic characters. This one features The Web, and the second feature, a thing from DC Comics, a product from DC Comics, if you will, I think is fantastic. The second feature in this book is The Hangman. It's another story. At the back of this book, you're getting more bang for your buck from DC, so good for them. I haven't read it yet. Just Mike, I heard you read it.
Loved both of them. But The Web was fantastic, and The Hangman was a little darker if you're looking for a little bit of more of a darker type story.
Sweet.
Fantastic book.
From Marvel, it looks like the Superhero Squad Captain America. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's just the little picture in
you
the number box.
You have to drive the stake into my heart with those bastards ruining my covers.
What is that?
It's a stamp size ad for the new animated Superhero Squad show on Cartoon Network.
Fuck them.
Which apparently started on 9/19. And apparently this book, which came out today on, the 23rd?
Right.
They're still publicizing that it starts on the 19th. Way to go, Marvel. Guardians of the Galaxy, another fantastic science fiction, the great space opera of the Marvel Universe. I'm telling you, this may be one of the three or four books at Marvel that is absolutely worth reading month after month. Are you reading this one, Just Mike?
No, I'm not.
You,
I look into it?
Of course you're not. Why would you? why would you read something good? Dark X-Men The Confession, number 1. This is a one-shot. It ties in with this whole Dark Reign business that's going on.
Sounds like garbage.
What's that?
Sounds like garbage.
Apparently, this story could not be told in a regular X title or in Dark X-Men, which is its own book now, or in any of the other several tie-in books. They had to do a one-shot at $3.99 for everybody to latch onto. So.
I should like to read it in the dark.
Yeah, I should like. And while we're hopping on the cross bandwagon, here is Dark Reign, The List, X-Men, number 1.
Ooh.
So much like we talked about last week with, was it the Avengers last week?
As yes.
This explains the attempts to explain the Dark X-Men's association with this whole Dark Reign thing that's happening. Is that a fair
That is fair
assessment,
yes,
for a book that I probably couldn't care less about? Astonishing X-Men sketchbook, free.
We like free.
Yeah, Marvel.
Any purchase.
Yep, Marvel pumping out another free book. This is actually flip book.
Does it feature the art of good artists?
It actually has the Amazing Spider-Man sketchbook also on the flip side.
Ooh, I may have to get it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Damn you, Marvel.
This is previewing Phil Jimenez coming back to Astonishing X-Men. Or is he just... I think they're just implying he's coming back to X-Men in general.
X-Men in general.
He didn't do Astonishing. He did Uncanny, right?
Uncanny.
Right. Yes, we love Phil Jimenez, and his artwork is lovely, and so we're looking forward to that. But that said, this sketchbook, I think, is a waste. Free or not free, I think it's a lot of hooey. So stick that in your pipe. And finally, the last issue of Wednesday Comics. It's issue 12. This is the broadsheet format newsprint. Style single page comic stories we've been talking about for 12 weeks, if you can imagine. Yes.
So now we get to find out how they're going to collect it.
Yeah, I guess that's the next maneuver. Features all the characters you enjoy: Batman, Superman, Deadman, Green Lantern, Supergirl, Metal Man, Sergeant Rock, and on, Strange Adventures. So it's got a whole bunch. It's something for everybody. I'm going to be sad that it's going away, but maybe it'll come back again someday. As they say. Ooh, see all those rhymes?
Wow, you're so...
What? So what?
Talented.
I don't think you were going for talented.
No, absolutely.
Okay. And I know everyone is waiting with bated breath and anticipation for my review of Spider-Man Noir. There was some complications this week, and I wasn't able to get to it. But
eyes
I will
fell
be...
out.
Yes, what?
Your eyes fell out?
Yeah, that's it. But I will be giving you a full review of Spider-Man Noir in the coming weeks. I don't know if it'll be next week, but if it's not next week because we're going to have a guest, then it'll likely be the week after.
Nice.
So there's that.
All right.
And then, Mike, just Mike, is there any comics that you want to add to my list?
Well, the only one that really is interesting.
New issue of Chew this week, perhaps?
No Chew this week, but actually, did you see the articles about Chew? That it's selling out everywhere.
I did.
It's so popular.
It is a huge success and a huge hit.
It's all me.
Did they collect it? They didn't collect it yet,
no.
Did they?
No, I'm waiting.
They might collect 1 through 4, I think.
Nice.
It's so popular, they can't get it out fast enough.
I can get it.
OG will be able to read it then.
But the interesting one of the week is Superman Secret Origins by Jeff Johns and Gary Frank. Now, I know you aren't a Straczynski fan.
Or a
Superman fan. Which is the and I am in love with Jeff Johns. No gay, but in love with Jeff Johns.
No homo.
And I didn't really like this book.
Really?
I think that the artwork was fantastic, but the story itself was just
lame,
typical. No, like, nothing exciting. No, new twist.
No revelation.
Absolutely not. It was
from
a
book called Secret Origins. You would kind of expect them to be something about the origin that was unbeknown before.
Is there anything about his origin we don't really know yet?
We
at
know
this
everything
point.
At this point,
and well, they just keep changing shit anyway. Aren't all like? Isn't Metropolis like New Krypton now or something?
It was now New Krypton. Superman's not even in his own book right now.
He's
in World of New Krypton, which is
he's on a hiatus.
The title is just stupid. But,
yeah, well.
If you are not a huge comic book reader, then I would say pick this up because it's going to give you your stereotypical Superman origin. But other than that, man, I was pretty disappointed by it. And I love Jeff Johns.
Huh.
And I think everything he touches is gold, but this is not. So there it is.
A little book came out this week. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome,
for that
edition.
Thank you. A little book came out from HarperCollins this week, just called Harper Books. It's Neil Gaiman's Odd and the Frost Giants, written by Neil, winner of the Newbery Medal for the Graveyard Book. That's Neil Gaiman, by the way, won the Newbery Medal. So
right.
They're starting to put that on
his
current books.
Right.
It's a little tiny little, just a, I don't know what you would call this, I guess a short story, for lack of a better word. And illustrations by Brett Hellquist. Yeah, and I'm going to give you a little thing, sir. It says on the back.
That sounds dirty.
In a village in ancient Norway lives a boy named Odd. He has had some very bad luck. His father perished in a Viking expedition. A tree fell and shattered his leg. Endless freezing winter is making other villagers dangerously grumpy. And it goes on from there.
All right.
So Neil Gaiman playing around with Norse mythology And yeah, it's a short little book. Looks nice.
Good
Picked
for
it
Neil.
Up. I'm gonna
always writing
and give it a read.
Doing his writing thing.
Yeah, good for Neil.
All right. I think it's time we move on from comic books.
Okay.
And into
geek stuff. DVD news.
A couple to talk about this week. I want to bring up one from last week, which I think this was last week, that we didn't give, I don't feel we gave enough play to, unfortunately, because we didn't have it in front of us, but now we do. It's the American Werewolf in London Full Moon Edition. Two discs includes a new 100-minute documentary, Beware of the Moon.
Ooh-wee.
Cast and crew, makeup artist Rick Baker, John Landis, and so on and so forth. Lots of great stuff. This is a great classic movie. David Naughton, Griffin Dunn, a whole bunch of people you enjoy. One of the great werewolf movies of all time. Has a element of humor to it that has made it very famous. And yeah, there it is. Terrific. Check that out. That's An American Werewolf in London, the Full Moon Edition. This week, a couple to check out, 30 Rock Season 3,
right,
on DVD. Again, another show that if you're not watching it, you ought to, because it's very, very funny. Very funny show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Didn't Castle come out this week? I didn't get that, but Castle, of course, is the new television program featuring
Nathan Fillion.
Yes, Nathan Fillion, you might know from a Joss Whedon TV show.
Not saying it.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
He played that priest.
Right. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Your problem today.
No, you're absolutely right.
I'm not saying it.
You might know him from Drive.
You're supposed to.
Slither.
Nobody knows him from Drive. Anything else you got? No. Dr. Horrible?
Dr. Horrible.
Green Lantern Trailer.
Lots of things. And finally, a little controversy brewing here in Studio A today about this movie, the Seth Rogen Observe and Report.
Okay.
DVD, which has come out this week. Now, what were you saying about this, Just Mike?
I've read on IMDb that the director, Jody Hill, I believe his name is, he wrote the movie with the intention of it being a funny Taxi Driver, if that makes any sense.
Right.
And it was marketed as being, you know, the silly fat guy movie, you know, comedy.
Like Paul Bart.
Yeah, Paul Bart, Cop. Whatever the hell it was. And it's apparently not. It's apparently this crazy bipolar mall guard that is insane. And it's a very creepy, disturbing movie. Hmm. And it took a lot of people by surprise. So check it out.
I like the dark kind of twisted comedy, so I'll have to give it a go.
You know, and then I'm gonna hop in here and say that if you both haven't checked out Adventureland, that came out recently, Ryan Reynolds is in it. That girl Kristen Stewart is also in it from the Twilight films. It's another movie, just like Mike was saying, that has been I think miscategorized as this wacky comedy where there is really a kind of thick, serious undertone to the movie that I think is largely ignored by the marketing people. And I wonder if that's on purpose. So check out Observe and Report, and also check out Adventureland for some subversive elements, I guess.
A couple other things that came out this week that people might want to check out, perhaps. The Mentalist, season one. Here's a very good show, but I never watched it.
That Terminator, guy's weird looking.
He's a little weird looking. A little weird looking.
And he hit on Anne Hathaway and like slept with her in Devil Wears Prada.
Nice. Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, a complete second season.
Yeah, nobody cares.
And then we also had an anticipation of next week's big...
Couldn't we have just called it the complete final season because it's canceled, thankfully?
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Do you know there's a fan push to spin it off into a movie now?
Too? Really? Yeah. Are they like sending peanuts to
no,
the
they,
creators?
No, they rented a truck or something and they like a billboard. I don't know, something weird. Well, I'll get more information on it. But also out on DVD this week in anticipation for next week. Next week being the release of Star Trek, the new Star Trek film.
Uh-huh.
We have all of the original movies and the original series being re-released this week on Blu-ray.
Yes, and let's talk about that. Did we talk about this?
I have two more also. But.
Did we talk about this, about the original series where they've redone all the special effects?
We have.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I was talking about it over with Best Buy Billy. I think that would probably justify me getting them on Blu-ray.
All right.
Because I think that that would clearly be an exception, because even though the show is made in the late 60s, they have redone, not redone like cleaned up, I mean fucking redone.
Yes.
The special effects and all the space sequences and so on and so forth, making it, you know, kind of a more, I don't know what you call it, a modern interpretation. It's kind of like sampling.
And yeah. The smart thing that they did was allow you to choose whether they want the original or the update.
That's right.
So
you
they
can
don't
have
alienate people.
Exactly. Like, so example, when I sit my children down and I say, this is Star Trek, they are going to watch the original effects. And then if they really like the show and they want to watch some of them again, they can get the new effects.
You know, I'm through the first two discs in season one.
Ooh.
Wow.
Of Star Trek.
Slowly plotting your way through, huh?
I've been watching at least an episode a day, Monday through Friday. Or trying to. I missed today. I had a bad day.
What do you think?
I like it so far for what it is.
Okay.
A little campy, but I enjoy it.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Three more DVDs I want to bring up this week. All three are animated. The Complete Haunted World of El Superbisto came out this week.
And which what is, the fuck is that?
That is the Rob Zombie animated shorts movie that he put out. I think it's a series of shorts.
Okay.
That all take place in this little kind of animated world that he's created.
Okay.
It looks kind of interesting. I'm willing to check it out. Also out this week, The Complete Wallace and Gromit, which
really?
Is something I'm very interested in.
Wow.
I like the Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
they're cool.
That. And then The Battle for Terra. Have either of you heard of this? I don't know anything about it, but
Battle
I saw it
Terra?
In the store the other day.
No.
This is like a DreamWorks Pixar, you know, 3D kind of animation thing. It's space and, you know, cool looking spaceships and aliens.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I don't either.
I've never heard about it until now. At least I don't think that I did. I don't recognize it, but it looked kind of sort of interesting. Apparently, this came out in 2007. Came out on regular DVD and Blu-ray today. And, you know, voice actors David Cross, James Garner, Danny Glover, Mark Hamill, Ron Perlman. I mean,
wow,
you know,
nice cast.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a nice cast.
Never heard it. It's like, what's that other one we talked about a couple weeks ago? Dilgo or
yeah,
Delgo?
Delgo.
Delgo, 35 people in it that you've heard of, and the movie was a bomb.
When the peaceful inhabitants of the beautiful planet Terra come under attack from the last surviving members of humanity adrift in an aging spaceship, the stage is set for an all-out war between the two species for control of the planet. Kind of like a little
why not
synopsis there.
Sure.
So,
okay.
I don't know. It looks kind of interesting. I mean, I'm not going to run out and buy it, but if anybody knows about it or has seen it or anything, let me know. I'm kind of interested.
Oh, Matt, I hate to cut you off there while talking about that, but I just have to say that Beyonce has made one of the best videos ever.
You can't Kanye me twice in one day.
Yeah, I can.
You only get one more, actually.
I didn't have to Kanye you because D&D has Kanye'd you, as you can clearly hear the D&D music indicating to us it is time for our D&D update segment, where we continue to explore and review all of the brand new elements and products regarding the fourth edition of Dungeons & Dragons, brought to us by the fine people at Wizards of the Coast. To learn more about the product we're going to talk about tonight or any D&D products, you can go over to dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. Arms and equipment for all character classes, pardon me. Hardcover book for fourth edition, going to run you about $30. Essentially, without getting into too much detail, it's about 140 pages of brand new magical items and things for your characters to get as treasure or to purchase and so on and so forth, with complete descriptions of these items inside.
Really, the good thing about these books, you know, we talk about a book every week or an expansion every week. It allows for your character to never get boring.
Right.
It allows for continual upgrades and expansions and fleshing out, and it allows for new gameplay. It's you know, it's a smart way that they handle this.
It is. And you know what it seems a lot like to me is it's a lot like World of Warcraft in so much as, you know, these items, they all have, you know, the sort of... the
Damocles?
You know, the name. Right. You know what I mean? It's the somebody's shielding wand or so-and-so's ring of influence and so on and so forth. A lot of those elements, I think, have made their way into this edition of D&D, which I think is a good thing.
Sure.
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. And clearly, when you have something called item sets, heroic tier item sets, paragon tier item sets.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, clearly the influence from games such as World of Warcraft are here. I'll tell you what else this is a great resource for dungeon masters who are looking for maybe an item or something to make the focus of a group's quest or something like that. This book provides a lot of those items as well. There's a section in here called Wondrous Items. Might be something that you would get as a result of your hard questing through a dungeon or through an adventure. And that's really...
if you were, say, Wondrous, perhaps.
Yes, Wondrous. Yes, good point. So there it is, about 140 pages of this stuff in here. Great book, great resource, like every book that's coming from these people. It's something that you really can use as a player, as a DM. It's terrific stuff. And that is The Adventurer's Vault number 2. Check it out over at DND Insider, letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And that is our D&D update for the week.
It's D&D Warriors that terrify. It's D&D
Geek Stuff product reviews.
Product to check out this week comes from DC Direct. It's the Arkham Asylum action figure box set.
Yes!
So
figures
many...
based on the game?
No!
Aww. Boo.
You'd like them to be, though, wouldn't you?
Hey, can I just say real quick, interject right here? I hear that there's going to be some new downloadable content for Arkham Asylum for the PS3. I'm just throwing it out.
Just for the PS3?
Yeah, PS3 exclusive.
Really? Oh, wow. Just for the PS3?
Wow.
Yep. Does that PS3 player, does that play Blu-ray?
It does.
Arkham Asylum box set.
That's your third one.
Comes with 4 figures, all of whom have been issued before, so nobody new here. But they've all been repainted or resculpted in some way. What?
I don't know.
What don't
I mean,
you know?
I appreciate the fact that they're, you know, it gives people the opportunity to own figures maybe they haven't been able to previously get.
Okay.
I appreciate the paint variants, but I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
Okay, well, it does it for me, and I'll tell you why on many levels.
Joker.
First of all, it includes a 64-page book featuring stories that offer a glimpse into the lives of the most notorious residents of Gotham City's home for the criminally insane. I made that up. It's not on the box.
Nice.
So it comes with that, and actually the stories are all reprints as well, but that's fine because, you know, this is what they do. It gives us the opportunity, it gives DC Direct the opportunity to put out some of these paint variants, and I think this is an okay way to do it.
Sure.
The stories, there's 4 stories. They include Escape from Showcase 95, number 11, Working My Way Back to You from the Batman Chronicles, number 3, Penguin Dreams from Batman 585, and Fool's Errand from Robin 85.
I want to see an Arkham Asylum action figure set from the game.
Yeah, I know, but
you want
gonna.
A Titan Joker figure. Trust me.
But you're not going to see
no,
it.
No, trust me.
No, I know I want it. It's just I just don't think it's going to happen.
He's badass looking.
Very badass.
And badass looking also describes the 4 figures in this box. You have Penguin, who I think a lot of these were from, I can't remember the name of that series that these were originally from. But it's the shorter, more stocky, fierce Penguin in the white suit with a silvery vest. Very nice repaint. The Killer Croc. I think one of the better Killer Croc figures. To me, still too small. I think he should be a little bit larger. But he has on orange shorts. And I'm going to get to why that's significant in a minute. You also have Batman, who to me looks like the... San Diego Batman from 2 years ago.
Yes, I agree with that. I did look at him a little bit before, and he kind of looks like that.
Yeah, which I think is based on the art of Adam Kubert, I think, or Andy Kubert, one of them. I think
both
it's
will be at Big Apple Con.
Yeah, well, who won't be?
Exactly.
I heard Steven Spielberg's going to be there.
I hear he's going to be there.
Well.
And taking photos, too. You can go up and you could pose with him, put your arm right around him. I hear, shake his hand.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Hope I don't get any wax on me. So I think that's the Batman here, and I think he's been tweaked and maybe repainted a little bit. I can't really tell, to be honest with you, if that's...
Wait, wasn't the Batman exclusive a Mattel piece?
No, sir. It was DC Direct, and it was distributed by...
I don't know. Graffiti? No, not
Graffiti. Yeah.
Oh, what's the... Okay.
It was Batman and the Joker.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
remember?
Yes, I remember now.
And it was the Joker in the straight jacket and the green pants.
Right.
Which you can see proudly on display here in Studio A. Do you see him?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now take a good look at him. Now take a good look at the Joker in the Arkham Asylum box.
The orange pants?
Orange pants. New head sculpt, folks. Absolutely a new head sculpt. I thought it was just going to be a simple repaint. It isn't. They have repainted, yes, but he definitely has a new head sculpt in the new Arkham box. Now, that said, the pants here are also orange. Why is this significant in both of these characters?
I don't know.
Anyone? Just Mike?
The orange? No, I'm not.
Orange pants on Joker, orange shorts, which were formerly shredded up pants.
On Croc.
Nobody? Orange jumpsuits worn in Arkham Asylum.
I knew that, damn it.
So what is the other Joker in the blue pants?
That's the hospital foam green pants of a criminal hospital. But see, that could be any generic criminal hospital, sir. This is the orange prisoner orange, let's call it. Prisoner orange jumpsuit type coloring that's here in the Arkham Asylum box. And it's worn by both the Joker and Killer Croc.
Okay.
That is a terrific thing in a box set entitled Arkham Asylum. So there it is. Gonna run ya. I don't even remember, but it's worth it. Four figures, nicely done, little book additive. They have I think they have bases and stuff. They do Arkham Asylum labeled bases, if you will. Good stuff from DC Direct.
Four figures mean like 1,000?
Yes, but it's not 1,000 before you confuse everybody.
I got the decimal point.
Ugh, unbelievable. And with that nonsense, let's take our final break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 164, finally in the mix.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London. And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 164, finally in the mix.
You got it right this time. What did we talk about in this episode,
put a hold
OG.
There before we get into the wrap up. We should do our contest.
We have contests
that end every week.
We
have an ending one this week. It was our Heroes contest. What would you do to save heroes?
Okay, and let's hear that winning phone call right now.
Guys, loyal listener Brian Jude here, calling about the Heroes contest thing. Now that my wife and I finally caught up with the end of the entire series thus far last night, I can safely say that number one, Not digging the whole Siler is Nathan thing. I think they got to move away from that real quick. Number two, you know, Hayden Planetarium can kiss whoever she wants. It's not going to, you know, keep us watching the show or stop us from watching the show. Not to say I'm not going to enjoy seeing whatever she's kissing, but anyhow. But the main thing, I think, is enough of this, you know, secret government sort of thing. This new company that they're forming should really be more of like a Justice League fighting real supervillains and just keep it superheroes, supervillains, and this whole, you know, wrap up this whole, you know, Armageddon type, you know, end of the world sort of thing that they've got going on, and just, you know, keep it as a, like a Justice League, you know, supers and mortals getting along, and that's what I think the show should do.
So there it is, loyal listener Brian Jude picked up a fabulous prize from the Big Kev's Geek Stuff product archive. And please send your information to geekstuffog@gmail.com so we can get that prize right out to you.
I like the simplicity of his suggestion. Good guys, bad guys, fight it out. Save the world.
I like it.
I think it could restore some goodness to the show.
It might.
All right.
Why don't you restore what we did today to the show?
In the news this week, we talked about the A-Team bringing on Jessica Biel to hotten things up a bit. MTV canceled their Rocky Horror Picture Show. Terrible idea at a reimagining.
Is hotten a word?
It is now.
Okay.
Ray Wise is coming to the Dollhouse, and Big Bang Theory is the shit. We also talked about the continuation of The Guild, new season, new episode. Really funny this week. Check out the blooper reel also. I'll post the link to the blooper reel online. You can find the new episodes over at MSN Video. Marvel and Disney struggling because of the Jack Kirby family. Superman looks like a tranny. Superman looks like a tranny. Ah, Superman does look like a tranny when Nick Cage plays him in 1998. And I still think that Thor may happen, maybe. And then, of course, you know, Highlander. That's all I'm saying about it.
In the comic book releases this week, we'd like you to check out Wednesday Comics number 12. The Astonishing X-Men sketchbook, or Spider-Man sketchbook if you flip it, is worth passing, but it's free, so why not check it out? Dark Reign, The List, X-Men number 1. Dark X-Men, The Confession number 1, both one-shots. Guardians of the Galaxy, number 18. The Web, number 1. Buck Rogers, number 4. Zorro, number 16. Giant Size, Wolverine, Old Man Logan, the conclusion of that story. And from friend of the show, Neil Gaiman, it's Odd and the Frost Giants, a little short story with illustrations by Brett Hellquist in a little novel form.
In typical tradition, we also had a couple of DVDs that came out this week that we should mention again.
Yes, we mentioned American Werewolf in London, the Full Moon Edition, which I don't feel we gave a fair enough shake to last week. Just Mike says Observe and Report is not what it seems to be. It seems to be maybe much more dark and deep and stuff. Also, 30 Rock Season 3 out on DVD as well this week.
Castle Season 1, The Complete Wallace and Gromit, El Super Bisto, The Battle for Terra, Terminator the Sarah Chronicles Season 2, and Star Trek the Original Motion Pictures, Movie Trilogy, and Original Collection all out on Blu-ray.
Holy crap, that's a lot. In our D&D update segment of the week, we talked about the Adventurer's Vault 2, Arms and Equipment for All Character Classes, a great resource for players and DMs alike. You can check it out and other fine products from the D&D universe, from Wizards of the Coast, over at dndinsider.com. Letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. And finally, we closed out this particular episode talking about DC Direct's Arkham Asylum action figure box set, figuring four action figures that are repaints or resculpts or reimaginations of figures that have come before, as well as a 64-page book featuring stories about Arkham Asylum inmates represented in this box. Characters include Penguin, Joker, Croc, and Batman. Check that out from DC Direct. Go over to dccomics.com/DC Direct for more info on that.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes. a photo gallery. We have some message boards, some links to pertinent information. We also still have the t-shirts for sale. You can pick those up over there. You can also check us out online over at geekerdome.com, a great community that we're a part of. And I think Homegrown Radio New Jersey still. I checked their listing again this Sunday. We're still listed as DJs.
Yes.
Don't forget, also, we have a new contest.
Yes.
This week. Go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com for this episode post. And for the person who leaves the best comment regarding this episode and something we talked about in this episode, you will get a fabulous prize.
Fabulous prize. Just like Brian Jude, the winner of our How Can You Fix Heroes contest.
Right.
So there it is. Fabulous prizes coming out of the Big Kev's Geek Stuff product hoard. I mean, product archive. And don't forget to stay tuned to the very end of this show for a very special message from one of our loyal listeners.
That's right.
Volume Head Jesse from...
Legend.
My guy.
Volume Head Jesse from Buffalo. Right, Buffalo. And with that, Just Mike, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 164, finally in the mix?
You make me happy.
And on that note, we cue the music.
So sad that it should come to this. We tried to warn you all, but oh dear. You may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. Slugs, walk, and thanks for all the days.
Okay. This is Jess from Buffalo again, sober. Yes, that's right, sober. How about that? All right, I got one criticism for you fuckers. When you got Just Mike or Fat Mike or whatever the fuck you're calling him now, you got him on, how about you give the guy a microphone? Because, you know, every time he's on, the poor guy, we can't even hear what he's saying hardly. He's like way off in the background. You want to criticize me, so now I give you a little bit of criticism. Give Just Mike a fucking microphone. How about that? I think that's a good idea. And I'm glad to know that I actually picked something that you guys liked. You know, I brought up Supernatural on the last phone call. You probably haven't played that one, but you like Fringe. Good. So now I actually have something in common with you guys that you won't rip me apart for. I like Supernatural. That's good. Okay? So give Mike a damn microphone so we can hear him, and everything will be cool. So, bye.
If I had just one last wish, I would like a tasty fish.
If we could just change one thing, we would all have learned to sing.